In the final chapter of our Title 25 series, we go to the Wyoming State Hospital in Evanston. It's unlike any other hospital in the state in that it's specifically set up to deal with Title 25 patients, and it's where all of those patients are supposed to go if they're court-ordered to get more than a few days of treatment.
But lately, it's not easy for Title 25 patients to get into the state hospital. The average wait time has gone from 15 days in 2008 to over 50 this year. It isn't easy to get out either. The average length of stay has almost doubled in the last 5 years. The problems with Title 25 are on display at the Wyoming State Hospital. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan paid it a visit.
Janelle Hansen and her son Adrian live in a sunny house just steps away from the historic Ivinson Mansion in Laramie. The place is gorgeous. It's actually older than the mansion. But on the day I met them, the stained glass panel in their front door was broken and taped up. Adrian says it happened when he left the house after a fight with his mom a few weeks ago. But he says he didn't break the door on purpose.
Just due to the air pressure outside, the door shut. I didn't even know the pane of glass in the door broke until I got back.
His mom, Janelle, had a different idea.
I think in some ways he was angry and he slammed the door. That's and it broke the glass.
I did not. No, I did not. An untrue statement on my behalf.
Anyway.
This probably sounds familiar to most families, but Janelle is more than Adrian's mom. She's also his caretaker. Adrian suffers from seizures, schizoaffective disorder, and quite a bit more.
He's been diagnosed with fictitious disorder, PTSD. He's been diagnosed with just about everything.
For years, Janelle has tried to get Adrian into a group home in Wyoming, a place where he can get treatment and also live something like a normal life. But the state has little in the way of mental health services. So a few months ago, when Adrian was having an episode, Janelle did the only thing she could do. She called the police and Adrian was titled. At first, he went to Ivinson Memorial Hospital in Laramie. From there, he was supposed to be immediately transferred to the Wyoming State Hospital in Evanston for court-ordered treatment. But it was full, and it stayed full.
So I had to stay at the Ivinson Memorial Hospital for over 3 months, just on a waiting list.
Nowadays, that waiting list for treatment is standard for Title 25 patients. Wyoming's local mental health services can't handle increasing demand. And that's meant that instead of being a last resort, the Wyoming State Hospital has become a catch-all for many who struggle with mental health issues. The other reason for the delay is that because Wyoming courts can't order follow-up care for Title 25 patients, it's really tough for the state hospital to discharge them safely. The only way Adrian could finally get out was by heading to a home out of state.
It's about 160-acre campus.
Bill Sexton runs the Title 25 program at the Wyoming State Hospital. He says, first off, the roughly 65 Title 25 patients the hospital has at a given time now is nothing compared to how busy it used to be.
Back in 1968 was the highest census, and they had 750 patients.
750
yes.
patients?
So people would come here typically for the rest of their life.
Thankfully, that's changed. But there are still over 350 full-time employees here, and right now they're stretched. Title 25 court orders are up by 60% in the last 3 years. After a long walk across the facility grounds, Sexton took me to where the patients live.
So we'll go down. This is the actual unit. So we'll go down if you want. No pictures in here.
The unit is a long hallway with sunlight streaming through big windows. It's pleasant. Patients are chatting, and there are board games and stationary bikes out. But Sexton says the place is highly controlled, and staff are always on the watch for violence or potential escapes. He points at a set of doors.
We have what's called a piano hinge that goes from the floor to all the way to the top. And what that does is make sure that somebody can't use this door as a ligature.
What's that?
That would mean something that they can hang themselves on.
Nursing Director Donna Mullinax says here these safeguards are necessary.
We get patients who aren't able to fit elsewhere, so to speak. And so being able to discharge them back out into the community, we have to find the best place for them.
But there aren't many places for them. The average Title 25 patient sent to the state hospital stays there for 126 days, up from 68 days 5 years ago. Wyoming has budgeted millions in the next few years to grow the Wyoming State Hospital. But Director Bill Sexton says that money would be better spent outside of this facility.
Ideally, if some of that money could be funneled to the community, that would be a better utilization and better serve the population.
Those changes may come soon. The Wyoming legislature is considering whether to rework Title 25 this year. But for Janelle and her son Adrian, they can't come soon enough.
I mean, it's been 12 years, really, we've been fighting this. And it's been going to the emergency room, coming back, and we're right back where we started. And so in my view, I thought, where did that path that he was supposedly on go?
Adrian was discharged from the Wyoming State Hospital to a group home in Colorado Springs. But after only a week there, he had a seizure, and they forced him to leave. Now he's back where he began, at home. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.